Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Thursday afternoon to each and every one of you, wherever you might be out there in Stand in the Gap territory. And on behalf of Dave Kistler and Sam Rohr, I am Gary Dahl, and we are delighted to have you with us on today's program. A little bit later on in the program today, we are going to be having with us Melissa and Aaron Klein of the Sweet Cakes Bakery in Gresham, Oregon. And, of course, they are the ones, as you know, have been in the news here recently and have been fined for not baking a cake for a lesbian couple's wedding. And so we are going to be talking with them about what is going on out there in the Gresham, Oregon area. And it's a sad, sad situation that they are going through. But, you know, it just is a reminder that in the United States of America, we have those who are trying to take our religious freedoms away from us. And as Christians and as patriotic citizens, it's very, very important for us to stand for the freedoms that we have given to us by God. And we're going to be talking about that with the Kleins when we go into the second segment of the program today. But wherever you are, ladies and gentlemen, we are delighted to have you with us. And Sam and Dave, you are on the remote. And my question to you is, how in the world are you men here this afternoon?
Well, Gary, I'll speak for myself at the moment, but I am doing well, and I happen to be looking directly at David, and he looks very fine today. I can tell you that we've been busy this week. We've done a lot of traveling, a lot of meeting with other Christian leaders, others who are involved in Christian communications across the country, and speaking and reaching out much relative to the matter of religious freedom and biblical truth and what's happening in this country. So we're glad to be back together here today, Gary, and it's great that we can do this being scattered across the world, literally, as we are. But personally, I'm really thrilled about being able to talk with Melissa and Aaron today, and to help from our perspective to enlarge the message of what's happening there to our listeners across the country so that our people can know and better pray. And that's an important thing. And Dave, I'm looking at you. How about you?
Well, Sam, I'm doing great. Gary, we missed being on the program with you yesterday, and but we were busily involved in a lot of very important meetings, as Sam has already said, but very, very profitable time that we believe is going to reap great benefits and dividends in the days ahead.
Well, I'm glad you missed being on the program with me yesterday, because I wasn't on the program either yesterday. So I'm telling you, you're quite a guy. But
forgot about that, Gary. That's right.
But we are delighted that today we are all three together here. And as Sam has said, it's going to be an honor to talk with Melissa and Aaron Klein. Before we go to them, though, it's just interesting to know that there are many things taking place across the country today. And Sam and Dave, down in North Carolina, it's interesting to note that the other day, a North Carolina church sparked a debate with its decision to fly the Christian flag above the American flag. The Elizabeth Baptist Church in Shelby, North Carolina, held a flag-raising ceremony on Sunday to hoist the Christian flag above the Stars and Stripes. The pastor of the church, and I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce his last name, his first name is Rit Varele, I guess, V-A-R-R-I-A-L-E. He's the pastor of the Elizabeth Baptist Church. Just felt as though it's important to stand up for truth. He said, and I quote, "God is first." And then, of course, he went on to add that the American culture has been pushing back against traditional Christian values for quite some time. The pastor of the church said that he's a veteran who loves his country. He explained that he was willing to serve so that Americans could have the freedom to burn, spit, and walk on the American flag, but also so that the people would have the right to express their religious beliefs. He said, "I'm incredibly patriotic, but at the same time, I'm a Christian." And so as a result of some of the things that have been taking place in this nation, including the United States Supreme Court saying that same-sex marriage is allowable under the Constitution of the land, He put the Christian flag up above the Old Glory, the flag of the United States of America. Samuel, your thoughts on this, sir?
Well, Gary, you know, some may have difficulty with that because they say, well, where is our priority? But I don't have a problem with that personally because if we do not recognize, as we do say in our own pledge, one nation under God, literally, we say that in our motto. We don't often have the flag and that kind of a thing because for many, it's confusing, but for a Christian, it's not confusing. If we do not, in fact, have God first at the top and recognize that our freedoms come from Him and everything that we have is underneath of that, if we move it from there and believe that our earthly civil government is in fact above God, which is really what many in government now today are thinking and acting like as if they are God, then that's when things upside down. So on one hand, I say that pastor should be commended for actually visibly doing something that in fact is in reality. And I think we, you know, I guess again, what is a flag? A flag is a symbol of something. Well, Christian flag is a symbol of the fact that God is over all when it comes to government and rights and people and so forth. And so I'm sure that that's going to spark some controversy. I don't know, Dave, you probably have. It's in your state. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm very familiar with the Shelby area. I'm not familiar with this pastor, with his church. I understand it is not correct flag protocol to place any other flag or any other symbol above the United States flag. So from that standpoint, I will say it this way. I don't know, gentlemen, that this is something that I personally would do. Mm-hmm. However, I do understand and agree with Sam's assessment. I think I understand what the gentleman is trying to do and what he's trying to say. And that is, we have rejected God in wholesale fashion in this country. And because of that, we are where we are. We're experiencing the difficulties that we're currently experiencing. And I think what he was trying to say is, let's put God in his proper place. Let's restore him to his proper place of prominence, because apart from God, there would be certainly no Old Glory. There would certainly be no United States of America.
Do you men see this as an Acts chapter 5 and verse 29 event where it says that we ought to obey God rather than man?
Gary, I do. I do. I think that's probably, again, not knowing this pastor personally, but I think, again, knowing the general tenor of people in Shelby, North Carolina, they tend to be very, very patriotic people. They tend to love their God. And when something happens like has been going on in the United States of America, they're going to let their voice be heard. So, yes, I think this is probably exactly what this pastor in this congregation is trying to say, that our loyalty is first and foremost to the God of heaven.
You know, it seems to me, Sam, that we have a lot of Christian patriots who are who are frustrated today over some of the things that's going on in our nation, not only including what the Supreme Court has done, but also with Melissa and Aaron Klein. We may see more acts like this as time goes on, don't you think?
Well, Gary, I think it's probably that's correct. And I think, you know, even what Aaron and Melissa, which we'll get into them a little bit in the second segment, what we're finding in government's response to them holding to a biblical conviction and making certain choices, see, is really bringing forth the very underpinnings, that discussion really of where do our rights come from? What rights really belong to God and what rights come from government? Well, frankly, we know that our true rights come from God.
And we will be back right after this with Aaron and Melissa Klein of Sweets Cakes Bakery in Oregon.
I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you're a parent or grandparent and want to help bring spiritual renewal to America, here's where you should start, with your children and grandchildren. Our children need a godly education, one that mirrors the Christian values embraced by our founders and taught in the home by many of you. BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, makes homeschooling fun and exciting. Exceeding all national standards, BJU Press textbooks are accurate, dependable, and well-researched. They're designed to promote excellence for everyone.
every child and are adaptable to different learning styles and challenges. Carefully integrating a true biblical worldview throughout BJU Press textbooks set the standard for academic instruction. That's why I so strongly endorse BJU Press textbooks and encourage their use by homeschoolers and Christian schools alike. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. That's bjupresshomeschool.com.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Old Rough and Ready died this day, July 9, 1850. He fought the British in the War of 1812, the Indians in the Black Hawk War, and defeated the Seminole Indians in Florida. But it was his courageous victories in the Mexican War, being greatly outnumbered by Santa Anna's forces, that made him a national hero. His popularity spread like fire, and he was elected America's 12th president. Refusing to be sworn in on the Sabbath, President Zachary Taylor stated, "The only ground of hope for the continuance of our free institutions is in the proper moral and religious training of the children."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Join me, Carla Dedessi, here every Friday from 8 until 9 for Your Family Matters. This is going to be an epic year, 2015, for Your Family Matters. We are going to continue to protect your family, your faith, while we are having fun. We're going to bring cutting-edge news to you, the current events, current resources and tools that are going to give you the best family ever. So strap on your seatbelt and join me for this wild ride in 2015 on Your Family Matters every Friday morning. Don't miss us.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today, along with Dave Kistler and Sam Rohr. I am Gary Dahl. And in just a moment, we are going to bring in with us Melissa and Aaron Klein of the Sweet Cakes Bakery out in Gresham, Oregon. And I think that probably most of you are aware of the fact that their bakery must pay $135,000 in damages to a lesbian couple for refusing to make them a wedding cake. And, of course, that particular fine was rendered to them from the state labor commissioner, a fellow by the name of Brad Avakian. I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly. But anyway, he ordered Aaron and Melissa to pay the women for emotional and mental suffering that resulted from the denial of the service that that they were requested to give. The clients had cited their Christian beliefs against same-sex marriage in refusing to make the cake. Avakian's ruling upheld a preliminary finding earlier this year that the clients, owners of the sweet cakes by Melissa, had discriminated against the Portland couple on the basis of their sexual orientation. Well, we know the case ignited a long-running skirmish in the nation's cultural wars, pitting civil rights advocates against religious freedom proponents who argued business owners should have the right to refuse services for gay and lesbian weddings. Now, Vekian's final order makes clear that serving potential customers equally trumps the client's religious beliefs. Under Oregon law, businesses cannot discriminate or refuse services based on sexual orientation, just as they cannot turn customers away because of race, sex, disability, age, or religion. And, of course, Avakian went on to write, he said, and I quote, "This case is not about a wedding cake or a marriage. It's about a business's refusal to serve someone because of their sexual orientation." And then he went on to say, under Oregon law, that is illegal. Well, because of all of that, the clients have been ordered to pay this $135,000 in damage. That is $75,000 to Rachel Bowman Cryer and $60,000 to Laurel Bowman Cryer. And, you know, to us here at the American Family, the American Pastors Network, this is very, very serious. And I certainly do appreciate what the Kleins have said. They said this, and I quote, "We will not give up this fight. We will not be silenced. We stand for God's truth, God's word, and freedom for all Americans. We are here to obey God, not man, and we will not conform to this world. If we lose everything, it would be totally worth it for our Lord who gave his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, for us all. God will win this fight," end quote. And that's a tremendous statement. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to introduce to you Melissa and Aaron Kline. Welcome to Stand in the Gap today, Melissa and Aaron. You are our heroes. We thank you for taking the lead in this and being willing to stand for the faith and not compromising, not backing down. God bless you, and thank you for what you're doing out there in Oregon.
Well, thanks for having us on.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we are delighted to have you. And why don't you just give us an update as to what some of the things are that you're facing out there right now?
Well, we're still traveling down this road. It seems to be very, very long. What started back in 2013 is still ongoing. In fact, we finally had some conclusion from the Bureau of Labor and Industry, and that took dang near 2.5 years for that to happen. We're currently, of course, ordered to pay these girls $135,000. That was due immediately upon Avakian's ruling. We are in the process of filing for a stay, which would allow us to appeal this without incurring, penalties, interest, whatnot. They did make a demand for payment here the other day, and of course, with that, with the state of Oregon, that comes with threats of penalties and interest and whatnot. We are going to try to avoid all of that as this legal process plays out. Obviously, that can take up to years for an appeals process to actually find some clarity in the end.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a shame that we've got to face something like this in the United States of America. And, of course, Sam, you have been used to many, many years in working in government and dealing with situations like this. I know you must be frustrated to see what the clients have to go through and just standing for their unalienable rights here in the United States of America.
Well, no question, Gary. You know, from our biblical position, being in office myself, I know that those who are in positions of authority are really there first and foremost to carry out what is biblical justice. It's that which is right before the law. And for us in our country, it is what is before the Constitution and assured to us in the Constitution, which clearly in this case is the matter of a First Amendment right to be able to practice what you believe and to be able to express with your mouth what you believe. And both of those things have gotten involved here. Aaron, and you were the first one, I believe, that had the encounter with the couple that came in to your store and ordered a cake. At that point, I'm just kind of looking for just an inside perspective. When you became aware that really what was being asked for you surely was a cake, because that is your business. But when you thought of that, and you said you couldn't do it, were you thinking really in your heart that really to do a cake was to be an endorsement of the marriage, not specifically those two people, but the act of the marriage that was the problem? Or what actually went through your heart and your mind at that moment?
There's a couple things. It's a situation where I believe the Bible is God's word. I believe that we're to adhere to it. We're supposed to use everything we do as an act of worship to God. So what we had a problem here was something we had dedicated to the Lord was going to be used to go against what the Bible says. And it was really about the redefinition of marriage at this point in time. These girls were return customers. So when they came, well, there was a girl and her mom that came in and asked for the wedding cake. When she came in and asked for that, it had nothing to do with sexual orientation. It had to do with what I believe marriage is. And so when that was asked of me, I could not dedicate time, equipment, everything that, you know, we had dedicated to the Lord to do something that was contrary to His word. 1 Timothy 5:22 says that we are not to be quick to lay on hands, and we're not to take part in another man's sin. So I think that we are called to a separate standard as Christians, not to break every law because it's, you know, something to do to take a stand, but instead it is to adhere to God's word first, and in that we should be within the law in the state of Oregon as well as in the United States.
Aaron, I got a question for you relative to that. So what you're saying is that you were not in any way being discriminatory toward this couple because you had served them before. The problem you had was not with them, it was with their event. So if there was any discrimination, it was not discrimination toward any individual or two people. It was discrimination toward an event at which you felt you could not contribute resources, time, energy, because you disagreed with what that event itself was saying. Is that correct?
That's correct. You see, when you do a wedding cake, you're not just, somebody wants a cake, just a cake. They go to Costco, they get a cake. When they want Melissa to create a work of art for them, they come to Sweet Cakes by Melissa. That's the way that works. Now, my end of that deal was, you know, obviously the intake process up to an extent. Melissa usually would do all the artistic part of it. I would bake the cake. I would be the one who did the setup and delivery. So they were asking me to show up at the event. If you've ever seen our vehicle that we drive for cake deliveries, it is a very large Ford truck that's all black, pink writing on it, says Sweet Cakes by Melissa. When you see that rolling down the road, it's hard to miss. So when I park it underneath a billboard that says Romance by Candlelight starring Rachel and Laurel, people can kind of infer what's going on there.
You know, it's interesting to note that the information that I have, Aaron, says that you said, I'm sorry, I'm very sorry, I believe I have wasted your time. We do not do cakes for same-sex weddings. Is that an accurate statement that you gave the ladies when they came to you?
That was corroborated by the gal that was there herself, and that's exactly what was said. Now, some things have been skewed and changed and added to that since, but that was the extent of my interaction with her. That, in a nutshell, was worth $135,000, according to Brad Avakian.
Yeah, because that particular statement indicates that you weren't necessarily discriminating against them. You were that was just the statement of your fact that you do not make cakes for same-sex weddings. I mean, that was very clear.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. What kind of a response have you been getting from the community? Well, listen, our time is up for this segment. We're going to have to take a break. But when we come back, maybe you can share with us some of the response that you've been getting from the community there in Gresham, Oregon. Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking with Melissa and Aaron Klein, who are the owners of the Sweet Cakes Bakery in Gresham, Oregon. And they are in the battle for truth and righteousness as it relates to marriage. We're going to continue to talk to them when we come back after this break. We will be back, so don't you go away. More of Stand in the Gap Today is right around the corner.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis, 1776.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 113 with stocks bouncing back here and in China.
Small-time traders watching prices rise today in Shanghai, but 1,400 or so stocks remain suspended, and company executives and major shareholders in China are banned from selling stock for 6 months.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin. We expect to hear soon from Secretary of State John Kerry attending nuclear negotiations with Iran. Congress would review any deal. The top House Republican and Democrat, John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi.
When will the president and his negotiators stand strong?
I feel confident that if the president brings an agreement to the Congress, that it will be sustained by the Congress. I hope that that is possible, not just any deal, but one that does the job.
Negotiators have said they want a deal done by tomorrow. Fox News, we report. You decide.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of Providence, which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station.
WFYN. You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for staying there by your radio or your computer as we are talking with Melissa and Aaron Klein, who own the Sweet Cakes Bakery out in Gresham, Oregon. And, of course, they have been standing up for biblical truth, for their religious rights, in saying that they would not make cakes for same-sex weddings. And, of course, we certainly do appreciate that here at the American Pastors Network. And before we took the break, I asked a question to Aaron and Melissa, what kind of support they were getting from the community out there. And I want to follow up with that, Aaron or Melissa, whichever one of the two of you want to answer that. But before you do answer it, I understand that you have experienced some, you've been vandalized, or at least your car was vandalized a couple of times as a result of what you've done. Is that correct?
It was actually broken into in our driveway, and we don't live in Gresham, Oregon. We live up in Sandy, Oregon, actually out past Sandy, close to Mount Hood. And so we live, I guess, in a heavily wooded area, out in a rural area, and we did have somebody come out, not just once, but twice, break into our vehicle in the driveway. And that was not our unmarked vehicle, our you know, family car. That was our delivery vehicle.
Okay. And generally speaking, what kind of response are you getting from the community?
Well, I would say that, you know, from our community, we probably see way more support from other states and outside of our community. We have, like, close friends and neighbors. We definitely, of course, they support us and family. But I've noticed that when we're in our little town in Sandy, you know, we get a lot of thumbs up. And then as soon as we start getting to Portland or Gresham, we start getting the finger. So...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. Dave, I believe you have a question.
I do. I just want to say this, Aaron, Melissa, I'm very familiar with that area of the country for probably a good 20 years. I spent 3 months of my year as an evangelist in the Northwest United States. I'm very familiar with Sandy, Oregon, where you live. It's a beautiful area, wonderful community. I'm very familiar with Gresham, Oregon. I have dear pastor friends in that area. But what you said, Melissa, is 100% correct. Very, very conservative support out in the rural areas. The closer you get to Portland or to Gresham, the more you're going to see the liberal take on things. But I understand, Aaron, Melissa, that you guys were issued a gag order by Brad Avakian, basically calling for you to cease and desist any further discussion of your position on marriage, as far as stating that position. Was that imposed on you? Am I stating that correctly? And if so, did that come as a result of a radio or television interview that you did? Or how did all that come about? Share that with our listening audience.
That came about from a couple of different issues that came up within the trial. And it is very, very interesting how he construed this. Now, he used quotes such as, "I told her I did not want to be part of her wedding because I don't agree with it." That to him was not past tense, that was future intent. When I told Tony Perkins that we saw a problem coming and we had discussed it, again, past tense, he said that was future intent. Melissa said she wanted to live her life for the Lord because that's who she is. That was advertising that she was going to discriminate against homosexuals. These are things that he used to say we broke an Oregon statute that says we cannot advertise that we will discriminate. Now, the gag order, so to speak, was actually a cease and desist to stop advertising that we will discriminate. The issue with that is they did not say sweet cakes could not advertise. They said Aaron and Melissa Klein, as individuals, could not speak about these things.
Aaron, let me follow up by asking this. That is an excellent point. So the gag order was not on your business. The gag order was on you and Melissa personally, and you believe that is an outstanding violation, an egregious violation of your First Amendment rights, which gives you the right to speak about your faith and gives any American the right to speak about your faith.
It will really appear what this the purpose of this is to. Mr. Avakian wants to silence anybody that disagrees with his opinion, and he's using the force of the law to do it. He does not want people speaking out against this idea that same-sex marriage is he wants us all to get on board and say same-sex marriage is fine and we should all celebrate it. But the fact of the matter is, this is not a settled issue in this country. And you can't use the force of the Bureau of Labor and Industry to silence people. If I have an opinion, I am free to speak that opinion under the Constitution.
That's absolutely correct. Sam?
And following up on the same conversation here, Aaron, the mere fact that a commissioner could levy a fine on his own, or a commissioner could try to require a silencing of your personal voice, which is a direct infringement with the First Amendment, is an amazing thing, and I commend you for understanding that and for speaking forth, because that must be done across this country. Now, my question for you is that, have you seen anyone, for instance, in the legislature in Oregon, is there anyone else who's involved in the making of the law who have stepped forward at this point to challenge the commissioner and what he did and to come alongside of you in any regard? Have you seen any other support from anyone in elected public government in Oregon coming alongside to recognize the importance of these issues we're talking about right now?
I have heard from one elected official in the state of Oregon. I believe he is a state senator. I want to say out of the Salem-Keizer area, he came out and he did say that he's actually tried to take Avakian to task for this. However, one man versus, 100, well, that doesn't go very far, especially in a state such as ours. I don't know if you heard this, but the Portland metro area is rated the most agnostic city in this country. These people not only, say, well, I don't want to follow God, and, there may be a God, there may not be, I don't really care, I want to do what I want to do. And, in a sense, the city of Portland at large kind of thumbs their nose at the idea that there's a righteous God, a holy God that we must adhere to. So, we need to understand that I'm in an uphill battle here in this state.
Aaron, let me ask you this quickly. I'm curious. I think our audience would be interested. What do you know about Brad Avakian? What is his background? Is he personally an adherent to the gay lifestyle? What do you know about him that could be driving some of this venomous activity that he is perpetrating against you and Melissa?
Well, Mr. Avakian is a descendant of Arminians that came to this country in the early 1900s. His grandparents fled religious persecution, came to the United States. He was raised in Oregon. He made his way up through college. He has a law degree. Went into the Oregon State Senate, I believe, first before becoming an Oregon State Congressman. He actually spearheaded this statute change in 2007 that made sexual orientation a protected class. Then, as he was running for re-election, he was appointed by Ted Kulongoski, the governor at the time, into the position of Commissioner of Bureau of Labor and Industry because there was a vacancy. He has held that position ever since. Basically, he helped get the law passed. Now he is enforcing it. Now, this is not the underlying issue here. Avakian, yes, he has a bias, and I think he has a bias for good reason. In a recent radio interview, I did get wind that Mr. Avakian does have a son that identifies as homosexual. That's not the issue here. The issue is the office in and of itself. The issue is that everybody's got a bias. If I was in that office, I might have a bias to want to support religious freedom. Mr. Avakian has a bias, and the office allows for that bias to play out in a way in which the Constitution never intended. So when I say that may be the underlying issue, I don't hold it against him because, parents tend to protect their kids. However, you shouldn't be able to be such in a position of judge, jury, and executioner in an office and then expect that to not have your bias play into it. I mean, at the very least, recuse yourself from a situation in which you do have a personal bias, but he refuses to do so.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and I agree with you 100% on that, Aaron. I understand that the Oregon Equality Act of 2007 basically includes an exemption for religious organizations and schools, but it does not permit private business owners to deny service and discriminate against potential customers. Is that correct? And if it is that being challenged in any way from your perspective?
That was challenged as it was coming forth. In fact, my attorney was involved in that. We saw, we, and I say we as in the people in the legal in the things in the state of Oregon, as this was coming up to committee, said, hey, you can't just protect, you know, churches and schools. You have to have some kind of a disclaimer in there that says that, you know, if you have strong disagreement with lifestyle, you don't have to be a part of something to support. It was never kept in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Melissa and Aaron Klein of the Sweet Cakes Bakery in Gresham, Oregon. And, of course, you know, they are in trouble for standing for their religious freedoms. And we're going to take a break, but we will be back with them for the final segment, and you won't want to go away. So stay tuned to the radio. We have much more coming back right after these messages.
As Christian financial advisors, we hold a biblical worldview and teach stewardship as a lifestyle. For over 30 years, we have taught families how to apply God's Word to our daily lives. Our three-day stewardship lifestyle seminars are held in Bible-teaching churches across America. We go far beyond basic budgeting and dig into the meat of Scripture. We believe that principle without application often lead to frustration. This is Roy Russell with the Life Financial Group in Douglasville. We are just west of Pottstown on Route 422. Visit our website or read our weekly blog at thelifegroup.org. There you'll find videos and PowerPoints for our ministry to the local church. In addition to investing and actively managing over $100 million, we prepare hundreds of tax returns for believers around the area. Come in for a second opinion and see how a biblical worldview can positively affect your investing and financial planning. Call us at 610-385-4500. That's 385-4500, or on the web at thelifegroup.org.
Securities offered through Genius Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. There have been a lot of other shoes dropping since the Supreme Court ordered a redefinition of marriage in every corner of our nation. Calls for ending tax exemption for churches and other ministries are ringing loudly. And this past week, the ACLU called for repeal of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, or RFRA, which they initially supported when it became federal law more than 20 years ago. Apparently, the ACLU is unhappy that the law was used to protect the conscience rights and religious liberty of the Christian owners of companies like Conestoga Wood Specialties and Hobby Lobby. It seems the ACLU is fine with the law protecting the rights of those in non-Christian religions, but it doesn't like it protecting a Christian's right to conscience. Frankly, I'm not surprised.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family, preserve the future. We depend on your prayers and financial support. To donate, log on to pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
The book of Jude shouts God's warning to America. Certain people will sneak into the church, pretend to believe in God, but like Satan, deny the power of God and the authority of Jesus Christ. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. Like Sodom and Gomorrah, these religious but ungodly people will pursue egregious sexual immorality, defile the institution of marriage, detest moral authority, and fully corrupt themselves. Jude says these people, like clouds without rain, are ignorant and arrogant. In these times, Jude says to take heart, because the Lord Jesus himself will soon come with 10,000 angels and execute justice against all those who deny his authority. These mockers may sound bold, but they will fall before the justice of God. The command for us? Contend for the faith. Keep ourselves in the love of God and look for the mercy of God. I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network saying with Jude, trust in God who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the throne.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today, and we are delighted to have with us Melissa and Aaron Klein of the Sweet Cakes Bakery in Gresham, Oregon, who are going through all sorts of troubles simply because of the fact that they want to stand for biblical truth when it came to baking a wedding cake for a lesbian marriage. And, of course, here at the American Pastors Network, we stand with them 100%. We encourage you to pray for them. And as a matter of fact, before we leave the air today, we are going to pray along with them as well. But, Dave, you have a question you want to ask.
Well, I have two questions, Aaron and Melissa, and then just a comment. My first question is this. Are you guys actually still in business at all, or has all of this forced you out of business? My second question is this. What can we do? And I use the word we very in a large context, collectively as the Christian community. What can we do to help you? And then just a statement, and I think I speak for Gary and Sam. We would love to have you guys come back on periodically to give us an update on how things are going so that we can know how to best pray for you. So are you still in business? And then what can we do to assist you as the greater Christian community?
Well, I mean, we technically, yeah, we are still in business. But it has been very trying and challenging because we moved our business into our home in an in-home bakery. And, we have 5 kids, and so it's definitely been very trying. I have twin boys that are 3 years old. They just turned 3, and so they require a lot of my time right now. So it's been a little difficult. I do try to do for a lot of family and friends and, like, church. I also get a little nervous when I get emails from people that I don't know, just because we've had in the past, when this has all been going on, we've had people email us and try to trick us into, saying, yes, that we'll do their wedding, and then come out and say that it's for a same-sex wedding and stuff like that. So I get a little nervous and with that. But, God is good, and I feel like if this door is closing with, not having our business, God is definitely going to open up another door for us.
You know, the interesting thing to take into consideration, Aaron and Melissa, is the idea that God causes, allows, or directs all things to happen, and therefore we know that He will take care of you, and He will take care of you according to His will for His glory and for your good. Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Sam?
Gary, thank you for this. Melissa, and I want to go to you specifically. We just only have a few minutes as we wind up here, and we want to pray for you all before we go. But, Melissa, I just want to ask you a personal question. As a mom, you mentioned you've got twins, 3 years old. You've got a lot of work there. What has this done for your marriage? How has this impacted you? And how have you have your children noticed and felt the pressure of what's taking place? And how have you responded to that? Speak to those who may be in the same kind of circumstance out there, considering, do they stand for truth, and what impacts are going to have? If you were to have to do all over again, would you do again what you have done? What's it doing to your marriage and your relationship to the Lord?
Well, I will definitely say that I won't lie. It's definitely been stressful on our marriage. But we love each other, and, we said I do, and, we feel so, you know, marriage is very important to us, and marriage is work. Marriage is not something, you know, it's work, and you have to work on it. And I feel God is very much in our marriage, and he has definitely helped us through this time and helped us get through our hard moments. I would definitely say that for personally what this has done for me, this might sound odd, but this has been an absolute amazing experience for me. Before, when I had the shop, before all this happened, I didn't trust God at all, like very, very little. And, you know, I didn't trust him with my finances. I didn't trust him just with the shop. And, you know, through this, God has absolutely taught me to just give my trust to him. And by doing that, by giving him my trust, it has been amazing. I just have like this weight that's lifted off my shoulders, and I 100% trust in the Lord. And to me, that is worth everything, because I mean, I had anxiety issues before all this. I had a lot of issues because I didn't have trust. And now that I do, it's just, I mean, the only way I can describe it is it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So yeah, I mean, that's definitely what it's done for me. And it's also, you know, my faith has grown tremendously. I mean, I know there's a lot of Christians out there, especially women, we struggle with worry and all that stuff. And, you know, a lot of Christians out there have doubts occasionally. And, you know, I was one of those Christians as well. And through this, I have no more doubts. My doubts are completely just gone. I know God is there. He has moved in our life more than ever.
Amen, Melissa. Thank you for that. I think that has probably touched the hearts of thousands and thousands of listeners right now. You know, until sometimes we're forced to walk with the Lord, we don't really know how to trust him. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for your efforts.
And we do want to thank the both of you for being with us today. But before we leave the air, we want to go to the Lord in prayer and ask all of our listeners to bow, if you can, and pray along with us for Melissa and Aaron Klein on this matter that they're facing out there in Gresham, Oregon. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to you today, we thank you and praise you for your faithfulness. We are reminded that great is your faithfulness according to your word and according to the experience that each and every one of us go through as Christians. I thank you, Lord, for Melissa and Aaron, for their willingness to stand for their faith, for they're willing to stand upon the truth of the Word of God. And Lord, it is my prayer that you'll protect them, that you will strengthen them, and that through their lives there will be a great testimony rendered for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we know that anything that they may have lost through this situation as it continues, we know that they will gain, because you're the God who cares for us. You're the God who provides for us. And as we said earlier, you work all things together for good to those who love you, to those who are the called according to your purpose. So protect them, strengthen them, use them for your glory, draw them closer to each other as well as closer to you, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and the thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Melissa and Aaron Klein, thank you very, very much for being with us here on Stand in the Gap today. We assure you that we will continue to pray for you, and perhaps we can have you on the program from time to time. God bless you, and continue to stand up for truth. You are our heroes today. We praise the Lord for you.
Thanks.
And ladies and gentlemen, we do want to thank you for joining us today on Stand in the Gap today. And we ask you truly to write down Melissa and Aaron Klein's name close to your Bible, where you have your devotions, and pray for them on a continual basis. The Lord willing, we will be back with you again tomorrow. But until then, on behalf of Sam Rohr and David Kistler, I'm Gary Dull, saying stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up, because we know the best is yet to come. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dull, and David Kistler, brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap Today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.